Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I was brought up Pentecostal, and for part of my life was Baptist. And I hold both groups in high regard, and so thankful for what I received. And in the Pentecostal group, they believed in talking in tongues. But they didn't necessarily believe in praying and receiving. They believed in tarrying. And I did a lot of tarrying myself, personally. And I know one night, we're in the altar, sometimes be late in the night, you know, into the morning. Well, this particular night, we're tarrying. And then the presence of God came in. Glory to God. And I heard kaploomp, kaploomp. I kept hearing kaploomp. I looked around. Everybody up there with me had fell out under the pile and was laying there in the floor just going, glory to God. The presence of God was so strong. And I can't even hardly raise my head going, oh, God, give me the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, please give me the Holy Ghost. Please give me the Holy Ghost. And didn't have enough sense to realize he's going, hello, hey, it's me. I'm here. Didn't have any understanding about yielding. Everybody say yielding.
Yielding.
So you're not going to yield to something that you're not sure is God. When finally I did get a hold of some teaching materials and learn that the Holy Spirit had already come, He's already been given to the earth, and if you're born again, you're ready to receive. You don't have to try to become good enough. Just by faith you believe you receive. And I learned I had to yield. Now, here's a good definition of yielding. Act on the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Act on the promptings of the Holy Spirit. He'll prompt you to pray, but He won't make you pray. Right? You have to yield to Him, which means act on the promptings. And He'll prompt you to speak in tongues, but He won't make you speak in tongues. And that's where I was missing it. I'd tell people, I say, well, now if you ever hear me speaking in tongues, it won't be me. And as long as I thought like that, I never did. See, wrong believing, wrong thinking. Well, who would it be? Well, I don't want it to be me. Well, who you want it to be? Me? I want it to be the Holy Ghost. You want the Holy Ghost to get filled with the Holy Ghost. No. See, people are confused. If you're going to speak in tongues, it'll be you speaking in tongues. And if you refuse and you won't speak, then you won't speak. Right? But what I'm saying, and well, let me go on and finish this. There have been times, I remember Brother Hagin telling about somebody that got helped in his ministry. And he laid hands on this person, and the Holy Ghost came on them. And they began to say, praise God, praise God. He said, now go on and yield to that and speak out. They said, huh? He said, speak. They said, you mean I just go ahead and speak? He said, yeah. So they did and started speaking in tongues, just looked at him in amazement. And he said, well, that's come on me 1,000 times in the last 5 years. He said, I know. He said, sometimes it's all I can do to keep from it. He said, you're not supposed to keep from it. You're supposed to yield to Him. But see, if you're not sure it's God, and you're not sure you're supposed to, then you're not going to yield. You're not going to cooperate. And that's where so many people are concerning the moving of the Spirit in every area of life. They're not sure. so they don't cooperate. And actually, how many remember the Bible said, don't quench the Spirit? Well, that's, why would he say don't do it? Because if people don't know and act better, they're going to. He starts to do something in your life, and if you don't recognize him, you don't know it's him, not cooperate. Well, somebody said, well, he's God. Why don't he just make me do it? Because he's God, not the devil. The devil is a coercer and a manipulator. He wants to control, not God. Not God. The Spirit of God will prompt. He'll draw. He'll deal with. But he is not going to make you or I do anything. He won't make you come to Jesus. He won't make you go to church. He won't make you obey. He won't make you tell the truth. He'll deal with you. Right? He'll prompt you. He'll urge you, sometimes even strongly. But still, it's up to you. Are you going to yield to your flesh? Do the wrong thing or yield to him? Do the right thing. Said out loud, I am a yielder, to God. Hallelujah. Go with me, if you would, over to the book of John. John, the third chapter. Now, what we were just talking about, you're going to hear some more about. Because it's such an important part. I might as well say this while I'm here. Again, another story from Brother Hagin's life, and then I'll share something more recent with us. But he said he was in a place one time holding a meeting, and said the Spirit of God get to moving, presence of God would get strong, and said this woman would start screaming, just shrill screaming. And just disrupt the whole service. And just get to screaming and screaming and screaming. And two or three times the police had come. Because some of the neighbors around the church had called the police. Thought somebody's killing a woman over here. And they showed up. And it's just this woman screaming at the altar. And he said, just disrupt the service. He said the next night, sure enough, presence of God begin to get strong in the place. She sensed the presence of God. Start screaming. Just scream and scream. And he thought, why don't the pastor say something to her? And he talked to the pastor after. He said, well, that's not one of our people. She's from so-and-so. He said, well, we got to do something about that. That's just disrupting the service. Let me stop right here. The woman is genuinely sensing the presence of God. She's genuinely sensing the anointing. Well, then why is it wrong? What's wrong with it? Well, the lady came down in the altar to receive, you know, healing in the Holy Spirit. And he came by, this is another night, and laid hands on her. She starts screaming again. He stopped, he took her hands. He said, wait a minute, sister, wait a minute. He said, she got louder. And he said, no, wait a minute. I got something I need to tell you, sister. He said, she just kicked it up in high gear and got even louder. Go with me to 1 Corinthians 14 while we're talking about this. Please, 1 Corinthians 14. Don't forget this woman screaming in the altar. Now, we don't want to leave her in that shape. Right? In 1 Corinthians 14, 29, 1 Corinthians 14, 29 said, let the prophets speak, two or three, and let the other judge. Now, let's just stop right here. Let them judge what? Well, this is not just somebody got filled with the Spirit 3 days ago. It's not just somebody that, you know, prophesied once in a while. These are prophets. So just because you prophesy doesn't make you a prophet. That's a ministry gift, like an apostle, like a pastor, like an evangelist, right? It's not acknowledged in a lot of circles today, but God never did away with it. He never changed it. And really, prophet shouldn't sound any stranger to us than pastor. Are they in the Bible? Yes. Ephesians, are they there? Yes. God gave gifts unto men, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, right? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. Does the body of Christ still need to be built up? Do the saints still need to be perfected? Then do we still need all these? Yeah, we do. But see, through the years, just like people have lost the truth about healing, they lost the truth about being filled with the Spirit, they lost the truth about these ministry gifts too. God didn't change. People got cold. People got intellectual and explained things away. Well, this has passed away and that's passed away. Said who? When? How? Where? No. I mean, the language goes on in Ephesians there, till we all come. In the unity of the faith, right? Till we're built up in the knowledge of Christ, a perfect man. Has that all happened and come to full fruit? Well, then we need all these still, right? And let them speak two or three. See, now he's writing to the church at Corinth, which is a tongue-talking, prophesying, miracle-believing church and bunch. And he's having to give them some instruction because there's disorder. Right? He's having to tell them, you don't all speak in tongues at the same time. And you don't all just speak in tongues in the congregation and there's no interpretation. And you don't all, prophets, he said, you speak, not everybody that could ever show up, but how many? Two or three. And he's talking about, you can see, he's talking about, let things be done properly, where the people can understand and receive and not just have all this commotion and chaos. Why would you have to instruct people about the moving of the Spirit? Doesn't the Holy Spirit know what to do? Was there a need to instruct people about the move, even the prophets? Instruct them about why? Because it's not all Holy Ghost. There's a human side, right? Certainly the Holy Ghost is not going to miss it. But he's manifesting through people of limited understanding, right? So there needs to be instruction about the moving of the Spirit. Here he says, let them speak two or three and let the other do what? Judge what? Judge what they said. What do you mean judge it? Yeah, but they're a prophet. Still needs to be judged. Yeah, but they're a prophetess, Brother Key. Well, needs to be judged. Judged by the Word. Judged by the people who have the Spirit.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me